Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russia carried out more airstrikes in Syria Friday as a U.S.-led coalition urged Moscow to halt any attacks on the Syrian opposition and focus on Islamic State targets. The coalition includes the U.S., Britain, Turkey, France, Germany, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, which has been carrying out airstrikes against IS targets for about a year. The Russian Defense Ministry said its warplanes flew 18 missions over a 24-hour period, hitting 12 Islamic State targets. Rebel groups and other observers on the ground have reported that Russian airstrikes have killed civilians. Russian President Vladimir Putin and French President François Hollande discussed the conflict during a meeting in Paris. French diplomatic sources were quoting as saying the two leaders tried to find common ground on a possible political transition in Syria. Russia's entrance into Syria's civil war has escalated tensions across the regions, according to security analysts. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Cairo.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russian airstrikes in Syria this week were aimed at Islamic State militants.
The goal is terrorism, and we are not supporting anyone against their own people. We fight terrorism.
But who are people and who are terrorists in Syria depends on who you ask. Backers of President Bashar al-Assad often refer to all militant groups in Syria as terrorists. Russia is one of Assad's staunchest allies. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Investigators are attempting to determine why a lone gunman went on a shooting rampage at a local college in rural southern Oregon. Meanwhile, a shock community mourned the victims and comforted the survivors. Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon told reporters in Eugene, Oregon, early Friday that investigators were at Umpqua Community College and the shooter's nearby apartment throughout the night. Hanlon told CNN investigators had spent the night trying to reach neighbors and friends of the shooter and that they were still processing evidence from the crime scene. Officials identified the gunman as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer and said he opened fire at the college on Thursday. Authorities in Afghanistan say that at least 60 people have been killed and 466 wounded in the battle between government troops and the Taliban for control of the northern city of Kunduz. Continued clashes were reported overnight and Friday morning in and around the beleaguered city. President Ashraf Ghani announced late Thursday that Afghan security forces, after heavy fighting, recaptured most of Kunduz 3 days after the provincial capital fell to the Taliban. However, authorities and residents in Kunduz say some Taliban fighters are still holed up in civilian homes and fighting Afghan forces who are conducting house-to-house clearing operations. Problems in the world economy appear to have sharply cut into U.S. economic growth. Employers in September hired tens of thousands of fewer workers than forecasters had expected, while government numbers on job growth for August were revised sharply downward on Friday. The U.S. economy added only 142,000 jobs last month, well under predictions. The August figures were revised to 136,000, both months well below the average monthly numbers earlier this year. Israel has sent hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple in a drive-by shooting. Military sources say the assailants drove up alongside the Israeli vehicle and riddled it with bullets. The couple's four children, ages 9, 7, 4, and 4 months, watched their parents die but escaped unharmed. Hurricane Joaquin pounded islands of the central Bahamas with torrential rain and powerful wind and waves on Friday, but forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center said it was not likely to hit America's east coast. An extremely dangerous Category 4 storm on a scale of 1 to 5, Joaquin is causing flooding in lightly populated parts of the Bahamas. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.